Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, September 12th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about electoral reforms in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voaindebele.com, and at www.voashona.com.
The old card, the women stars, the woman, the parliament, the whole member, Babri, the Dama Konoguana, Ubana, the school, the young, the woman, the constitution at the end. Obama electoral reform. So, action the enter, action the manager, jam action the ultra, I belong a year to it, into a power, and about the school at the end, Oma will lose the whole one to come the land.
Zaitika Baba, Zino Chisa, Zino Sakaone Pomiga in Zimbab. But that in the Kumusangano, you can, this is each political party for Opinjamun, which is.
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And this evening, we are talking about calls by opposition parties in Zimbabwe for sweeping electoral reforms.
Some parties under the banner of the National Electoral Reform Agenda, or NERA, today walked out of a meeting convened by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, or ZEC, to discuss demands of electoral reforms before the 2018 general elections.
Several opposition parties have been staging protests in Zimbabwe, demanding that the government should level the electoral field ahead of the general polls.
Some ZANU-PF activists say electoral reforms were concluded when the country had a government of national unity, which ended in 2013.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yes,
Hongu Gibbs, tanzwa kuti kune mapato akawanda ku Zimbabwe. Kufura anozikanwa, tanzwa venera vapinda musangano wanga wakokerwa neZEC kuti pazeiwe nyaya yezvichemo kana zvinyunyuto zvine mapato ezvematongerwe enyika pamusoro pezvavanoda kuzviitwa neZEC, Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. Asi hanzi bamba chinzi bato regarega rinongobvumidzwa kuti munhu mumwe chete anga achipinda musangano iwoyo. Vapinda musangano vari pasipenera vari kuti tashamisika tasvikawana mune mapato akawanda anda kutosvika 10 atisingazivi asi anga akamirirwa imomo. Zvazoitika nezvekuti zvose zvanga zvichikurukurwa zvazvifanira kuti zviwiriranwe kuburikidzwa nekuvhota. Saka pakuvhota mapato iwayo anga asiri pasipenera anonzi anga achivhota achitsigira zvinenge zvichiitwa neZEC. Ava venera vachivhota vachipikisa zvaita kuti venera vazobuda musangano iwoyo musangano usina kupera vachinyunyuta hatiziyo kuti kubuda iko kucharevei sezvo musangano wanga wadaidzirwa neZEC asi nyaya iripo ndiyo yekuvandudzwa kwemitemo inechekuita nesarudzo dza 2018 dzisati dzasvika Gibbs.
Yebombe zuru kandaba lingachona njani lapho likhona kuna ngapho ngemakhaya tilangapha lojonga siyaphila sibili. Ye, lamhlanje sikhangela udaba lokhetho. Udaba lokhetho, phela ukhetho kulapho lujonga kuvela khona yonke into eZimbabwe.
Ndizo.
Nxa ukuthi ukhetho lungahamba kuhle abantu bathi konke kuyahamba kuhle. Nxa luhamba kubi kutsho ukuthi ilizwe lalo selele ngogedla.
Ndizo.
So ke kungani ke lamhlanje bekule umhlangano okade wenziwe iZEC lapho kade kubizwe khona abantu be National Electoral Reform Agenda ukuthiwa yiNERA. ukuthi kukhulunywe ngodaba lolu lokuthi pho kungalungiswa njani ukuthi kube lokukhethwa oluhle eZimbabwe. So kanyangazani ke kubizwa amabandla athize. Amanye kutwa ngo OK Mart. Kuzobuya amanye kutwa ngo Zoku kumbe kutwa kuyini.
Yeah.
Yebo laba abanye abajala ukugijigijima kade ngane kabakho.
Nelikwe bathu nonzi vanhu.
Antu yabona bani ukuthi abantu.
Abantu.
Akuzibona khona lapho. So ke khonoko ngiye kwenziwe basebebizwe abanye amabandla athize. Kodwa ke bakhona abaphume bakhona nabathi hayi asafuni. Ngakho ke kungazani lokho bakwenzayo kungana ukuhambelana labo. So ke sinendlala ukuthi we are joined by the NERA organizing committee secretary general of the African Democratic Party, that is Mr. Joelson Mukari. So he's in the NERA committee. So Mr. Mukari, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Thank you so much. So tell us a bit about what happened today in terms of the meeting.
Right. As usual, Zach tried to invite us for a meeting, which they tried to call all political parties meeting a dialogue with Zach. We went there in anticipation of a very good proceedings. But unfortunately, when we got there, we saw a lot of mishappenings, which made us not happy with the meeting today.
What were those mishappenings?
You see, at first, immediately when we entered the gate, there was a lot of police force. The riot police were there. The non-uniformed forces were there. The environment itself was totally intimidatory. And when we got by the desk there, they started telling us that they only allow one, just one, participant from each political party. And a number of our participants were returned back.
But we also heard that when you finally entered into the meeting room, that's when you discovered that there were some other political party representatives there. May you explain?
It's very funny. I can laugh, you know. You see, when we got there, there were some tags which were written, political party names. You see, we found some very funny names. Can you imagine a political party by the name OK Mart, a political party by the name Zoku, a political party by the name RANU, those which we have never ever heard of in this country. And those political parties were acting in a very funny manner. Very, very funny, I can tell you. Imagine, as we ended, we first requested that the meeting be chaired by a neutral person. But they refused and said, no. What we need to do here is to vote. And when we voted, we were surprised to find other so-calling themselves opposition political parties defending that Rita Makarau should chair the meeting. When it's supposed to be actually a neutral organization which should have been chairing that meeting.
Zvino ndimboisa mubvunzo nechivanhu vamugari. Tanzwa kuti mazopedzisira mabuda mumusangano iwoyu. Hazvisi zvinozokukanganisa here urongwa hwenyu hwekuedza kuti pange paine kuvandudzwa kwemitemo inechekuita nesarudzo?
Right, hazvitikanganise isusu. Sei ndichiti hazvikanganise nenhau yekuti Zeki zvairi kuita. They have realized the power in NERA. And even now, I want to respond to us directly. What is the chance an indirect approach? Zavaru kuita even to take a buza chunu. Vano ignore. Kana vano nyarara kwengu ya nukuna kuita 2, 3, 4 months. Mumwe 25 and 86. Vano pindu wa chini. Jo vano ta ezi. If even though I'm going to funga kuti koka, kuti aparishu no waiting data shakati. Iyo ya tuku tare engagement. Tisu taka request some NERA document. No. What we want is that no dana mizeki. Ngati gare iti chisanga na chikurukura. Kuti iti gazi zenzira yedu yema elections. Taka nanga kona 2018. But za wana ita manje. Vano ya nerwe seri. Voti daidza. Sekunozi iyo ndo ya ronga msanganu. Vadaro. Isusu na witimeza tashu wana kuti kwete. Chino chia chataka taura mwezi uya. Ndo chawa kudaira nasi. Asi manje unuiwe wonde wa tirukula mbati kwete. Ngati titika taura chino. Ngati itwe hiko zino. Tuwe ita. Ndizo zosa zeta ti nasi. Mushule mwende tawa uzo. Kwete cheku tanga. Ngati chinje mna aruku chia msanganu. Ndovo varamba. Ndovo tenda papo indi yedio kutanga. Ya vataura iwa kuti. Ile zvino zvatoda kuita, tiri kuda kushanda nemibvunzo yamakati bvunza, mibvunzo iyi, mibvunzo yavakati kwatiri, vakati invite kuti koka kumusangano uyu. Koka kumusangano uyu vakati pa isusu matsamba ekuti koka musi wa 2 September. Asi matsamba akanga akanyorwa kuti mibvunzo yenyu yose inoguma kusvika kwatiri musi wa 30 August. Zvino rinei pakadaro?
Vamugare rambai muri parunhare taita mumwe munyari kana apinda pachirongwa. Honorable Joseph Chuma, tinogamuchirai pachirongwa.
Makadi henyu.
Aiwa takasimba. Honorable Chuma, mumiriri wePhelandaba Mupopoma mudare reParliament vari nhengo yeZanu PF Gibbs.
Yes, Mr. Chuma, it's good that you have actually joined us today. We are very happy that we are going to do what you usually do here. So now the question is, you know, electoral reforms in Zimbabwe, how far reaching should these electoral reforms be in the, you know, against the background that NERA is demanding for reforms?
Well, for starters, maybe because I've not seen what NERA really is demanding, so it might be difficult for me to actually comment on that line. But what I wanted us to be clear about first is that ZEC on its own is a body that has been mandated by the Constitution of Zimbabwe. And therefore, ZEC stands independent from anybody, from any political. It is independent from ZANU-PF. It is independent from NDCT. It is independent from all other political parties. It has to be recognized as a body that stands on its own. Therefore, even their operations must then be independent. We must all let them guide us and lead us, because they are mandated by the Constitution of Zimbabwe to do exactly what they are supposed to do. Mm. But now, I'm then shudder to think why there are some players in this political field who want to sort of impose what they want for them to happen on their side, instead of letting that independent body do its work accordingly. So as far as I'm concerned, electoral reforms, they've been put up, they've been passed to Parliament. It's now Parliament that is supposed to be sitting and rectifying and ratifying as well to make sure that what is supposed to be there now goes in tandem with the Constitution of Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, maybe NERA is certain points that I've missed, but to me, really, this is an independent body. Let it do its work.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chuma. I think we've got some callers right now, Chunga. Okala ke silomnumzana uMila ose okubulawayo. Baba Mila, ungawunjani?
Ninjani baba, kunjani?
Usiphile kakhulu, ye. Uyezwa lapha kuthiwa ke abantu badinga ukuthi kube le nguquko ngendlela okwenziwa ngayo ukhetho eZimbabwe. Kambe wena ukubamba njani kunoko?
Okay, right. Inguquko yalapho melibe khona, but singagijimeli inguquko le yokuthi ama-electoral reforms azayenziwa njani. Inguquko yakuqala lapho emele yenziwe ngeyokuthi kuqale kudizovwe leyo commission othiwa iZEC. Ngoba ngiyazwa lapho bakuchuma uyakhuluma ukuthi iZEC i-independent kwama-parties. Mina sengiquestiona u-independent beZEC. Niyambona ngo-2008 agcina ama-results for 6 weeks. Sembuzo ukuthi independent bakhona ukuthi small country like Zimbabwe elabantu abaless than 13 million okuthiwa ingagcina ama-results for six weeks ukuthiwa kukabi lo muntu owinileyo. Kuyamangalisa, sengidinga ukuyi-independent bangikhona. And futhi iZEC le inama-CIO, igcina ama-CIO labantu abasayida izani. So akula free and fair lethini ezayenzwa nxa that organization okuthiwa iZEC isalabantu abasaposa izani phakathi. So akula ku-independent lapho.
Yes.
Nasisithi thina nxa kuthiwa kuqalisa ukuthi sesikhuma siya kuma-reforms lawo, akuqale kukhitshwe yona i-commission, kungene i-commission entsha esizaqalisa khona ukukhuluma ke ama-demands esiwafunayo, because talking to this i-commission le is just a waste of time, because khangela kathi sibakhuma ukuthi bangene bathola kulabo OK-Mart labo bani. Where are they coming from, those parties?
Awubona
i-strategy sezami senesikugeye. So nangiti akukale kuti dzizozi zeki yakona because it's not independent from pa and izana ingeke iwina ma free and fair election that's why ingafuna ma reforms ukayenza they want i ground yona leyana ina matshe inalo ehlaba abanye ukuthi they win ethi ground ingabaleva ukuthi umuntu akacomplain abafundi because they know they will lose the election.
Yes, yakuza kukhulumela sibongile kakhulu kodwa mbonazani kuzogcinwa ama results laphana for 6 weeks wakusase kwi RG's office izeki ayingangeni kakhulu. So sibona ngani kunjalo kodwa singazi phambilini
utlayigwana bakhona utlayigwana kakho kathesi kuzeki
ehe kunjalo baba
bakhona ama bakhona babekhona khona noma yayitinkilibizo but those same people ababekhona phana they are still there in Zeki.
Mhm. Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke sibongile Mila.
Okay.
Yeah, so according to Mr. Miller, you know, the first step is to dissolve Zeki. He says Zeki is just one head of a big animal that is full of CIOs, is full of
functionaries.
Yes, mm-hmm. Almost everyone that they don't want in there. So he says all those people should go first. Mm. So then at the end of the day, he says the independence of Zeki is very much in doubt. So that's his opinion. Mm-hmm. Then he says, Umnumzana Wilat Moyo, Okonangale Ekweru. Eslobela. Baba moyo ungawutshona njani? Ukhona ecingweni moyo?
Hello, ngikhona baba.
Ye, akuphoselakho moyo.
Ya, okokuqala bakithi angazi ukuthi umuntu othi izethu i-independent ujoni ngoba thina abanye sesikhathi eside siphakathi kwalo mdlalo wepolitics sibona izenzo zezekhi. Mhm. Kuya kuma-elections izethi iya-appointa ku-district level esithi thina ama-chief executive officers ama-rural district council kumbe ama-town clerks nakusedorobheni ngaphi ngaphi they make sure ukuthi those guys abantu aba-aligned kumbe abathembekileyo ku-ZANU-PF ababambe i-election on district and on provincial level. Bese kusithi-ke kumawadi baya-appointa maybe ama-headmasters they make sure ukuthi that headmaster of a presiding officer uba ngumuntu o-aligned oyi-stronghold ye-ZANU-PF maye ngu-headmaster wakuwalahla umlomo wathi hhayi ibizeleli kanti kambi kuhle siyahlupheka ama-candidates e-ZANU-PF they make sure ukuthi lowo muntu abi yi-presiding officer yama-elections awu-independent is that. Angazi kukoba kuchuma ukuthi ungenenini kupolitiki lokuthi umdala kangakanani okobulawayo lo kodwa libana ngabe bekhuluma ukuhambelana lo nembeza wakhe njengobana ngangumfane nje emsontweni sikhonza sonke ukuthi izethi is not independent izethi is an extension of ZANU-PF. Bafihla i-voters roll namhlanje amaphasiza kaka-electronic voters roll angazi ngabeyithole manje kodwa-ke bayincisha iparty ama-opposition parties banika i-ruling party ama-voters roll awu-independence that indlela ngizama ukuthi mina alibana ngabe bayaphuma egcekeni ngoba izanu ngeke iwine i-free and fair election lokhu ngiyakwazi mhlophe sendibonile kaningi ukuthi izanu iwiniswa ukuthi inama-functionaries within Zec. So ngamanye amazwi-ke kabazame nje ukuthi izethi-ke idilizwe iqaliswe kutsha ithintshwe le bizo ingabi yizethi ibe yi-independent electoral commission IEC. Ngibona kaukuthi i-independent and independent electoral
ucingo lwakhe seliqumekile kodwa simzwile phela umoyo umoyo aphosa sibile amazwi wakhe. What you are saying is that Zec is not independent at all, and like our last caller Mr. Miller, he was saying that Zec should be dissolved, and he ended up saying that they should even change the name to the Independent Electoral Commission. So at the end of the day, he was saying that most of the people in Zec are sympathetic to ZANU-PF, and he says even, you know, presiding officers during elections, there are people who are very sympathetic to Zec,
and he gave an example
of he gave an example of a headmaster who may have denounced, you know, ZANU-PF, and he said that kind of a person would never be a presiding officer in any way, you know. And you are saying really there's a problem in Zec. It's an extension of ZANU-PF, according to him.
Yeah, maybe we can throw a question to Vamugari. Manzwa vatereri Vamugari, vatereri vaviri vatabva kunzwa. Mumwe wekutanga ataurai kuti kuda kugara pasi nezeki kupedza nguva nokuti zeki haina kuzvimirira isangano rinenge richitoudzwa zvekuita nebato rezano PF. Mumwe mutereri wechipiri atsika zvakare mumatsimba iwayo akadzokorora akati kuzvigadzirisa zeki inofana kuparadzwa. Yaparadzwa kutsvagwa vanhu vasina matiyo akamirira. Yobve yatochinja kana kushandura nezita. Yosiya zvokunzi Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. Yonzi Independent Electoral Commission. Munoti Vamugari tisataenda kuna Honorable Chuma.
Independent Electoral Commission, that's the best name to be given to ZEC. Zvechokwadi ZEC haizi independent as per se. Chatinoti isusu haizi independent ZEC. Zvechokuti chekutanga ZEC ino reporta kuna vamunangagwa ku Ministry of Justice. Isusu tinenge tafuti an independent commission haitomboendi under any ministry within the country. Because kana yatongoenda kunoripota kuna vamunangagwa, vachaita sei kwei varivo mambashefu avo? Immediately paanoendayo kunobvunza kuti tiri kudawo chakati kana tiri kuda semari kuti ZEC iri kuda mari kubva kuministry. ZEC haina mukana wokukwanisa kuita bhajeti ravo vega vakazvimiririra seindependent commission, asi vanoiswa pasi peministry of justice, kunova ndiko kuvarungu vavo kwatoreza kuti kana vaakuda kuita chivanonofugama pamberi pavamunangagwa, vokumbira kuti tiri kukumbira kuita programu iseZEC tipeiwo mari. Vapuwa mari munozva kuti hurumende yese inoti tikakupa mari tinoziva kuti utipewo mafambisiro awakaita mari, zvichireva kuti ZEC ichadzokerazve iine kutya nekudedera kuna vamunangagwa kuti no, mari yamakatipa tazoishandisa takananga nepapa takananga nepapa tikaita izvi nezvizvi. Saka zvinhu zvakadaro zvinotonetsa kuti titarisire kuti munhu akaita savamunangagwa is also aspiring kuti aite mutungamiri wenyika munguva diki diki inotevera. Saka munhu akadaro vanotoita vachitotsvaga tikangokonana navo isu tiriti tirezekitive tiri takazvimiririra ramangwana redu rinoshata. Chechipiri ndechekuti mutungamiri wenyika ndiye ane masimba ekusarudza makomishina eZEC. Isusu tinoindavhiwa toita zvatinoita, asi ane final say mutungamiri wenyika. Mutungamiri wenyika angadai asingapindire kana nepadiki posi pakusarudzwa kwekomishini yeZEC. ZEC yatingadai chiti tinotora macivic societies, macsos, mapolitical parties, tese togara tova indavhiwa uku tobuda nemaresults tese kuti aiwa vanhu avakava zvechokwadi pa vanhu vatiri kuda 50 avatoita ava aiwa vanhu vakanaka ngativapidzie mukomishini yeZEC. Naizvozvo zvinotopa zvegaira kuti ZEC yaimbofa yakava yakasununguka yega, nekuti hakunazve dictator anozobvuma iye kuzvireforma. No dictator can reform himself. If we just know that, takutoziva kuti chokwadi chokwadi hapana kwatinoenda nekufati tichifunga kuti ZEC inozonzi iri independent. Never.
Maita Vamugari, regai tinzwe kuna Honorable Chuma Gibbs.
Yeah, baba Chuma, uyazwelela pavanhu vakuruma. So ke unoona wazani iZEC ime njani? Nxa ungapo nguti nje 1 minute ngesikiwa nenevesuchange esindebele ukuti how do you see the situation going? Like, is ZEC going to allow this kind of electoral reforms?
The first thing that I must note here is that I think the speakers do not have a proper understanding of how ZEC and the commissioners are actually put in place. They are not handpicked by the president or the minister of justice. It's a process of parliament. That is why I said this is an independent thing. They come through parliament, they do public interviews through parliament, and that is how they become commissioners of ZEC. They only go and be commissioned by the president, of course, because that's how the constitution is put. The president must then commission them so that they become a constituted commission. But they come through parliament, and that is a standing order. It is there. We cannot deny it. But ihlupho ukuthi abantu wesikhathi sikhulumela ebunyameni singakwazi ukuthi kuhamba njani. Amalunga aweZEC kawafakwa ngupresident kumbe kuminista ejustice, afakwa yiparlament. Babuya kuparlament benze ngama-public interview, babuze imibuzo kubona kanti kona bayenelisa yini and lawa amalozi lawa aweparliament abehlanganise ama-members weparliament athiyeneyo avela kumabandla angabe jiyetshiyene so akula konke lokhu abakukhuluma abantu nje siyathanda nje ukuthi sichamane into singayizwisisanga kuhle yikho mina ngithe ngikhanisa abana ngathi hhayi izeki yi-independent body akusiyo nto ezani yikuthi nje i-problem vele obvious nxa uyi-opposition iyabo sufuna ukufaka angazi ukuthi kumbe bona abe-opposition sefuna ukuthi bebafaka umthetho ukuthi kona nxa bengadliwa baphiwe umbuso kunjalo bedliwe yini ngoba that's exactly how it wants to sound that people because you're in opposition you now want to impose your way and get through the back door to political power which is very unfair which is very wrong it is expected of an opposition at any given time
Thank you so much Honorable Chuma and stay on the line
tine vateereri vaviri wekutanga tombonzwa kuna mukoma kana ndibaba kana ndiani promise vari kuZimbabwe makadi
Ndofara makadi yongoma jonga
takasimba ndimukoma promise
ya ndimukoma promise
aiwa pakanaka muri kupi kuZimbabwe
andri kuchivhu
kuchivhu tipei pfungwa dzenyu nezviri kuitika nehurukuro yedu
ndaisi ndiri kuti ndapa pfungwa dzangu ndaindiudze pfungwa dziri pakati papasta nezeki kuti pakanosi negosheka kuti vaite nenera nezeki pfungwa dzavuvainga vachidoaurisa chivi chezanga
edzai kufamba mbichana kubva pamuri nokuti nhare yenyu haichanzwikwa
okay ndaindinonzwa kune vakakokera musangano wezeki nemaopposite party yakabata nenera vambokokera chavandotirambodiscussa nachi kuti vativive chinyaya dzechii chotanga
okay saka muda kuti ngoti vamugare vamugara hanzi 30 seconds vada kunzwa kuti chii chamaa muchida kukurukura nezeki
tangachida kukurukura panyaya yezvimhinga mupinyi zvataona kumaelections esati apfuura mienzaniso ndeanonzi madisappearing votes zvokuti unogona kuvhota seni ndoda kutaura ndikutaura ndirini ndakazvimirira ndakavhota ini pakuwadzana by election ya-2014 mupolice station yandakavhotera ini kwete mumwe munhu ndakabuda ndiine zero zvichireva ndini ndakavhotera ZANU PF Betty Nhambu ndoma disappearing votes no. Let's talk about this disappearing votes tione kuti imi maballot box maballot paper dzamuri kuunza kuIsrael aya akamira sei ko chazomboita kuti ballot paper rienda kutopinda kuIsrael chii
kana
muno munyika medu tigona kupinda check inotoda kuchengetedzwa zvakanyanya kudarika ballot paper chashamisira paballot paper chii kuti rienda kunoitwa kuIsrael
chimira
cost of over 13 million
chimira ipapo
amugari no printer toda pa
chimira ipapo vamugari va promise mune zvimwe here zvekuwedzera nokuti nemwe muteereri moyo akamirira nhare yenyu mukoma promise regai tikufonerei zvakare nhare yenyu inenge iri kunetsa tina mukoma kana ndibaba moyo vari kuZimbabwe zvakare maswera sei aiwa taswera chirongwa ndichochi hurukuro yatiinayo ndiyo pamusoro pemusangano waitwa pakati pezek nemapato anopikisa ari pasi pemubatanidzwa wenera tanzwa vachitaura vamugari vakamirira nera vachitaura kuti aiwa tapedzisira tabuda mumusangano imomo nekuti zvataa tichiona zvava zvichiitika imomo handizvo zvataa tichitarisira pindai tinzwe muchirongwa
ya kubuda kwavaita vagonesa nekuti zeki ndeyamasiya iwo haigone kuvira zvido zvavanhu muZimbabwe ava vachuma vanotsigira havo ZANU PF havatozivi kuti chiiangere kuti vakatanga rini kupinda mupolitics vachitsigira zvinhu zviri rong zeki ndeyamasiya iwo haigoni kutsigira zvido zvevanhu vari muZimbabwe
asika vamwoyo vamwe vanogona kuti kaiwo masiya iwo acho vanhuwo vari muZimbabwe vane zvavanenge vachitarisirwawo kuti zviitwe
zvakafanana nevanhu vari kutsigira vamugabe for now vanhu vari kutodya izvezvi vanhu vese vari kutambura hakuna munhu ari kutambura ari kutsigira vamugabe vamugabe havana mbogara vahwina maelections Hino tuwa mkomredi. Wa 1980. Havana mbogara la wina. Pasara wakungu hii gaba election. Uya wakukati nasi. Ma political party angaripu. Asinga zikani. Ndo opinda msangani.
Hmm. Aiwa, maita basa. Regaiti pe mkana kuna Honorable Chuma. Maita basa wa moe. Honorable Chuma, ndirofunga mungada kupindura hapo. Ita enyune chize zuru.
Right. Chana angina kuti chinyato taranguru ya parapa kuti chinyato jeka kwa nwese. Necho kuti ZEC1 aisi under ministry of justice. And awa reporte wa kuti kuna minister wacho ari vice president wa Mnangagwa. What ZEC does, ino ita ma ayo, which actually go through parliament and the they come to parliament probably through the ministry, but ZEC in a chief elections office, who is the accounting office, nemari yabo yabano poor independent from the Ministry of Justice. Are you here through a Ministry of Justice? That chief elections officer, another finance in a PEMSEC minister. One wakato zimirra voga. I wanted us to be clear about that. So that kana takuta uraba. Tinya tota urazinu zatinonya tozia. Nazawa maitifuza utiko chuma uyu. Ano zia here yaka pinda rini. Isola patutu wa pinda rini. Chero waka pinda nezuro. Chaka kuri sa chacho. Chino kuti unzisise. Chino cha wapina kutu wapina chini. Chaka mira sei. Chino famba sei. Chaka apa njuku tarangu razinu zirimo. Zirimo constitution. Whether you like it or you don't like it. But no mamiru aziri right now kuti ZEC. I reported Mnangagwa kwa the ministry yao. I reported anyway else in no reporter to parliament. And parliament it don't in a standing committee in on a kind of reason. And can I report it where you know we are to parliament, not to the ministry, not to anyone else. Sakatina Gonzai Papo, then Tabu Gonagutara Chena Mary. Because it is an thing that the job to go waste that time, digitaura gungetosia, and ambitiwa a pana zatoto zira kana. Except parliament according to the constitution of Zimbabwe. So right now, ZEC is following what is in the constitution of Zimbabwe. So that is the issues. But obviously, like I said earlier on, the problem is that kana ungori pa opposition, unogara ujifunga uji uruza, unogara uda something else. Iyo nera yacho ii. Kana vari mapolika pari zakasia. Kwa kana kwa wama mapati muna kwa vari rechi ipanzi. Muna uti mwimide imi numo gai rechete. Ivurai kazi ni mwimide independent like what you want to claim to be. Let it be independent. Let anyone else come and be part of this thing. Why mwujina kufara imi mwite moga chete. As if imi mdima more Zimbabwe than anyone else. It's not fair.
Thank you. Thank you.
For everybody.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chuma. Maybe you want to translate.
Ranzena Honorable Chuma, apana panonzi ZEC iri pasi pebazi rezve mutemo sezviri kutaurwa nevamwe. ZEC ibato rakazvimirira roga, vanhu vanotoenda kuinterview vosarudzwa, chavanozongoitwa kugadzwa nemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe. Dare reparamende ndo rinenge richitsinhira zvose zvikuburikidza nemitemo irimo muZimbabwe. ZEC yakazvimirira. Vatauro zvakare panyaya yekuti aiwa unogona kunzi haunyatsoziva zvematongerwo enyika, asi kana vapinda sezvavaitwa mumwe muteerera ati vachuma vanogona kunga vasingazive zvakanaka. Hanzi aiwa ndiroziva nokuti ndingadai ndakapinda nezuro, asi ndikuziva zvandiri kuteera muzano PF nezvairi kuita zviri kuonekwa. Vatauro zvakare nyaya yekuti aiwa kana vanhu vakinge vachida kupinda mune zvematongerwo enyika vakasununguka kupinda matongerwo enyika. Ivo venera mapato anopikisa vaifanange vakato kokawo kana mamwe mapato ana vanhu nana okay mativa nevamwe vese vavo kuti vapindewo munera nekuti vanopikisa vakasununguka vanhu kutanga mapato avanoda saka kwa kuine mamwe havasiri kuziva
vari
kupikisa vane kodzero muZimbabwe.
So for those that have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about electoral reforms in Zimbabwe. In our guests tonight are Mr. Joelson Mukari, who is the chairman of the NERA Organizing Committee, and is also the Secretary General of the African Democratic Party and is based in Harare. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, we are live streaming, so we've got some messages that we have here. And at the same time, want to tell our viewers that, and listeners as well, that we're having challenges in terms of our live stream on Facebook. So we're trying to fix it, and we hope we are going to fix it. So now, Slopena Dispanda, Otumezum Lazelo, Utikona, Imizamo, Yenera, Ibalulegile, Impela, Uba, Ukulo, Injela, Okuchangayo, Oketo. Kodwa kasiboni ibandleleza lupepu livumela inguquko ngoba liyazi ukuhle mhlophe ukuba kungaba lokhetho olukhululekileyo kuyabe kusitsho ukuthi sokumngcwabo wezanupiepu. So all what he's saying is, you know, the NERA, what he's trying to do is okay. At the end of the day, you know, there's need for those electoral reforms. But he's saying, you know, ZANU-PF may be digging his own grave if it allows that to happen. So he says they won't allow it to happen.
Okay.
Then of what Lloyd Ndlovu who says, angiboni ZANU-PF ivuma lelo cebo ngoba kungabafaka emlindini otshona kakhulu. So he's saying the same thing.
Oh.
Says ZANU-PF may not allow any kind of reforms. Yeah. Then we've got Sazi Dube or Palesiti. Abasoze bakuvumele lokhu abantu bezanu-PF ngoba kungabenza bechabalale njengeparty. Something. He says ZANU-PF will never ever allow that kind of
thing. We heard it from Professor Jonathan Moyo saying that there's no government that can reform laws that will make sure that it's
out of power. You know?
Yeah. So maybe before you go any further, we have a caller, Bernard from Botswana. Mkoma Bernard Magadi. Taakusimba zvamapinda pachirongwa tabva tasimba. Tipeiwo pfungwa dzenyu pamusoro penyaya iri kukurukurwa imukoma.
Ndesamusika nevanhu vezanu-PF Blessing na Gidi. Kutiko, ava vaJoseph Tuma ava vari kutaura kuti VAT yakazvimiririra haitoemberi gwara reimwe pati. Asi tikatasa 2008 VAT yakatadza kubuda maresults emaelections.
Haisi VAT yakari RD's office.
Mukoma Bernard, musati maenda kure, vachuma vari kukubatsirai nekukugadziridzai panyaya yekuti masarudzo dza 2013 dzakanga dzichiri pasi pehofisi ya Registrar General vanoiva tobaiwa mudede dzasa dza pasi pezek. Enderera henyu mberi.
Pakanaka. Ndobvunza kuti ivo handimbi MP wekupela ndava mupopona. Marizauti avo ivo akabuda after many hours vanhu vavhota. Se akudhara akatova nguva. All right, vanhu vacho vanga vasisipo. Uyezve, how can we have a commission that says or that will come in and then they will change the name or like from Zimbabwe Electoral Commission or from ZEC to another name when the very people are still in control. Just like you say, Blessing, you have got a police force. That is police force has been changed to police service. The very police, the very personnel that has been working in that field that are still the ones that are working in the new name. That is the level of the brutality is through the same. So guys, we don't have to talk about changing the name of the team. Let's go out together. We demonstrate. We say. We tell them what we want. That's as you could take Kenya. It's better we die. Teacher drama right. Doctor is. You know that blessing. Please, akavuya vanhu Joseph. Tuma vanga sathi vavapo. Ask it as my lectures. Ask me. Vanhu vanga ari kunze vakavhota. Imagine vanhu vari South Africa in 1994. Vanhu vanga ari South Africa vaivhota ari kune dzimwe nyika. Tikaona vanhu vaindaigara Bulawayo ndakaona vanhu vaivhota pasitiho. Asi isusu nhasi tiri kutongwa nemumwe munhu atakavhotera haachadi kubva kana tiposa mureason. Tionzi isu tiri vatengesi kana muri kwamuri kunzi hamukwanisi kuvhota. Aiwa. No, that's not fair. We are all Zimbabweans. We need to vote. Kati tisvaga zvatete tichida.
Aiwa, naita basa zvikuru mukoma Bernard. Regai timbonzwa kuna vamugari kuti vanoti nezvataurwa navachuma pekutanga nezvataurwa nemuteereri iye zvinezvi. Vamugari. vachuma hamene kumakasinuka here kungopindura 30 seconds
right chekutanga ndiva kumutenda kuti for the first time ataura shwaro kuti ndatakavavhotera vamugabe vamwe vakachiti vamugabe vasakambohwina vanogara vechiriga at least uyauta masvika kudaiwa vakavavhotera which is the truth isusu marizazi edu akabuda because it was a by-election saka the efforts were very simple logistics were very simple because it wasn't the whole country yanga ingori constituency there were about maybe about 14 constituencies dzaivhotegwa saka it was very easy because of logistics kuti nyaya yese ifambe zvakanaka and like we said takatabva kuna RG's office taku ZEC under ZEC saka my systems anga I improved because once you learn as you go saka we learned and we improved and things were even better. Systems are better.
Mm. Thank you so much, Honorable Chuma. Stay on the line. Mr. Mugara, I had posed a question to you, whether you want to respond to Honorable Chuma or the caller from Botswana. But also, there are some in the ruling party who are saying that no reforms until elections in 2018. So you can wrap it up.
The first thing that I need to tell you is Honorable Chuma is totally lost. He's somebody who is just enjoying the benefits of ZANU-PF. But he doesn't totally have people at heart. Because if he's someone with people at heart, he should tell the truth, the naked truth, that, for an example, Rita Makarau is double employed. She is the chairperson of ZEC. And she is the secretary for Judiciary Service Commission. Right. The duty of the judicial service secretary is to appoint the judges that will sit in the event that, imagine that we are suing ZEC, and we'll be suing Rita Makarau, and she has to choose a judge that will sit to determine the case between us and her. And do you think that judge will do anything in favor of us? Definitely she will do, he or she will do according to the boss. Who is Rita Makarau? That is item number one, which we need to be changed totally in ZEC. Then somebody talked about the Sekiro cuts. That is 100% correct. If you go to ZEC, you find a number of retired colonels, retired generals who are working there. And even the team that works with Rita Makarau, it all came from Tobayo Mbele side. They have a lot of experience in rigging, and they've been moved to ZEC. They are totally incompetent, all those guys. We need a fresh, totally fresh team for ZEC to be a recognized and a legal a component of Zimbabwe. We need competent people who can give us at least free, fair, and credible elections.
Mm.
Not what is there right now.
Thank you, Amgari. Rambai muri parunare tine vateereri Gibbs.
Yes, lo mnumzana usipasa chuma kulangaleke kubulawa. Singaka kambi kusipasa wati spale esu kutunyezelewa uGerald WhatsApp. uGerald tuti kona. Vele kumele ukube kona ingu kogo ngoba amabandla apikisa apatuwa ngendela ngesikati soketo.
Mm.
He's saying that there is need for electoral reforms.
Before elections.
Yeah, because the opposition parties are always being given or receiving the wooden spoon every time there are elections. Mm-hmm. So, guys, we are going to go to the Baba Chum. Unjan.
Oh, it's going to be a long
time. You have to say something.
Abantu bakhulumende kakhulu abe government, 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 You want to go from Malikin to school. That is why I'm with my sister. I wouldn't take him today. He comes as a nurse who kept him in the little lenders at Pumalapan. I was born with the Pumalapan. I'm not aware I'm made by civil duties. You don't want to carry Shabucha. I want to walk about the building and look at the moon, say, Kanya. No, I would have been getting done. I think I saw some of the lines you have a tap up your mouth.
Pokoto wena ngizani kuyaphetha ngani kuno kungazani ukudonselana ukuthi akulungiswe lokhu we okhetho njalo nje
lapha kule ndaba enkulu kakhulu ekhulumayo kulo dubo olukhulu kakhulu ebantwini bethu lapha elizweni leli ngokwelizwe leli kunobuqili obukhulu obukhulu kakhulu angazi ukuphetha kwakhona ukuthi kuzaphetha kunjani laphana kamboni dinga lokho lelingalunga lapha ukuthi kulungiswe isinto ezikahle la ngoba ngiwakhangela elizwe leli kusho ngobuqili obukhulu kakhulu singathi liyazama ukulungisisa izinto zathi kuye kwangabantu uchayo nje kube kuzedikiza leyo nto elifike ilungise njenganamhlanje antoo badikize nje bala abantu adifuthi ngabalungisa iy'ndlela zokuthetha zabe kahle abantu badinga umuntu abamfunayo abantu babuswe ilizwe ngomuntu abamfunayo kodwa kuyehlunde phela kuzalungisiswa kuthweni njengoba ngathesa amazwe wonke la ngaphandle la akhangeli futhi abe amandla kesadingwayo kayisela amaziyo
Ah, bona ke siyabonga Golide ungathina lokusasa baba.
Hayi kulungile.
Yeah, bona Molly. So that was Mr. Chuma, Spasa Chuma in Bulawayo. You are saying that you know, like other callers, you know, he says dissolve ZEC because ZEC appears to be hopeless.
Mm.
And he says these parties like OK Mart and others were allegedly sponsored by ZANU-PF, you know, to cause havoc.
Yeah.
Within the kind of framework in which they were discussing issues there.
Ah, okay. I think that also buttresses one of the callers here, whose name is Mtokozisi Moyo from Beitbridge. He says, I think it will take time to have change in Zimbabwe because we have too many opposition parties in a small country like ours.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, too many opposition parties. Because Naira is 18, yeah. And the other 9 or 10 that we already had the meeting,
about
that's
13,
30
yeah.
or so parties. Okay, before we go back to our guests, we have Mkoma Jacob. Waku Zimbabwe. Magadi Mkoma Jacob.
Kibu Magadi.
Takazimba, tipewo mashoko enyu.
Goraifu. Ini ndikuda kutarisa panyaya yavati vabudira venera vabudira mumusangano especially vachitaura kuti mapato awandisa but izini iti the essence ye democracy here kuti kunofanirwa kuwanda mapato kuri present wakuwanda unofanirwa kuve there must be a broad a spectrum yakakura yemapato anokwanisa vanhu vokukwanisa kuchuza kubva pane ivavo. Saka I don't think that one is a valid point yekuti vanera yabuda kutadza kusangana nei hongu tinowirirana kuti ZEC muri kudiwa mareforms but democracy hairambidze hairimite mapati kuti anofanira kunge ari mangani saka zvokuda kuti tisoropodze kuti mamwe tumapato tudiki twazouya peya nhasi kana kuti kana mazitatu handifungi kuti zvine basa izvozvo.
Right, rambai makabata tinzwi kuna vamugari. Rambai makabata vamugari vangu kupindurai nokuti tine vamwe vateereri. Vamugari, pindurai Mukoma Jacob wari kuti hamufanira kunyunyuta kuti kune tumwe tumapato tunonzi hana vanhu kana chiibato rasarudzwa nevanhu kunge riripo nenyaya yejekerere iri muZimbabwe kana kodzero muZimbabwe. 30 seconds.
Ndofa Mukoma Jacob havane problem yekuti havambozvipiwo nguva yekuenda kuZEC kunoti kwakamira sei. Ukaenda kuZEC as of last week kune 42 political parties dziri muZimbabwe dziri registered kuZEC. Ese ariko kwana zvoku vana vanhu vana okmat they are not there. Takaenda tikanotocheka we had all those studies before tichitoziva kuti we had the intention yekumake sure kuti mapolitical parties achapinda nhasi ndiwayo ari registered unless or otherwise. Kana mapolitical parties akarejistwa nezuro kana kuti arejistwa nhasi then it's something else but the honest truth is they don't exist at all. Mapolitical party ma-CIOs angoitwa chete to destabilize the movement of negotiation between ZEC and opposition political parties.
Maita vamugari ndofunga Mukoma Jacob manzwa vachipindura vamugari apa
Aiwa, iwo kana mambo teerera chirongwa chedu kana mambo teerera chirongwa chedu pa chataita na 7 vatsanangura mukoma amene vamugari vatsanangura kuti aiwa dambudziko ranga ririmo ranga riri kuti chimubvunzo unenge uchitaurwa nezvavo kana kuti chinyunyuto chinenge chataurwa nezvacho kuti chinge chigadziriswa paifana kuzovhotwa saka ivo varamba nyaya yekuti pavhotwe nekuti pakavhotwa vanga vachiti mapato macho acho iyo ari kupinda through democracy ndiwo anga achibva asapota Zeki kana kutsigira Zeki zvinoreva kuti zvavari kuda kuti zvishandurwe ava mapato anopikisa mamwe mapato anga achitai vanga zvirambe zvakadaro ndozvaita kuti vabude musangano ndozvavatsanangura zvisinei regai tipe mumwe muteereri nguva
vakafungidzira kuti vachadaro asi hatina kuzoona zvichidaro
maita basa nkoma Jacob naani mumwe muteereri Gibbs
yei nomnumzana ke urobson mwale singahambi kuonaripo chuma sikasichaye ke lo mnumzana urobson mwale iba mwale unjani
mkanalinjani
hayi siyakuzwa mwale wani waphakamiselele ziphezulu kancane
yebo
ye so wena ubona njani udaba lolo
mina udaba lolo ngibona vele lingeke lisize ngalutho into ekhona nje kungcono vele kungabe saba lokhetho eZimbabwe ngoba ukhetho kalisizi ngalutho kuyaziwa vele ukuthi masi siyekhethweni kuzoba lokudlilezele ukuthile ibandla lilodwa yilehlale lokhu lisembusweni ngoba kalifuna amanye amabandla ephathi kwavela kwaphuma umbiko owawusuka kumongameli kahulumende owawusithi ilizwe leZimbabwe ngeke libuswe ngepheni kutho ukuthi ngepenseli ngeke libuswe ngoxa imali yanenziwa ngalo ukhetho bembona ukuthi kungcono nje ithengele abantu ukudla kulungiswe le migwaqo le sibulala abantu ilizwe libuyele nje esimweni esidala sibe le mali yethu yokuthenga yikho engibona kungaba ngcono ngemali le esetshenziswayo ukuthi kubhadale izisebenzi zezekhi ngoba izekhi vele kayilancedo elenzayo
kodwa ungahlala kunjalo kuze kutheni ngoba nxa ukuthi kuya kungani abantu bakhonona phela baba mwale akusuze kuhambe kuhle phela
abantu abakhonona yikho phela ngithi labona abantu bayanyamalala abantu bayabotshwa abantu balinyazwa so kuyafana kungcono kungakela ukuba lokhetha kunamuntu ozokhonona ngoba vele kuyabe kungasavotwa phela
abe sokuyidibula batibula
khona uyaze eziphumele ma kuukuthi ufuna ukuphuma ma engafuni ukuphuma uzobusa angazi ukuthi kuze kube nini
so kuyabe kungazali phela
sokuha ukhetho kudlalisa imali yabona ukhetho since laqala ngo-8 sihlala sikhala silokhu sithi hhayi basidlibilezela ye kurojiwe ye kwenziwe kanje uyabona silokhu sithi i-rigging manje sizohlala sihlabela kuze kube nini
kodwa nje kukhanya kusobala ukuthi phela eZimbabwe kumele ukhetho lwenziwe kungadlula iminyaka engu-5 lwenziwe olunye futhi ungadlula eminye ngu-5 nxa kungasayenziwanga phela sokungazani sokwephulwe isisekelo sombuso welizwe akunjalo mole
kodwa siyaphula noma kunjalo ngoba iveki vele iyabe ilokhu ihlale ingakhiphi imiphumela ngesikhathi bona bayahola kodwa izisebenzi ezinye lezi kaziholi so kuyahlupha lokho kungcono vele kungabe savota kuthatha imali lana ngoba imali eningi kakhulu yenza ukhetho
hayi siyakuza kakhulu emwale baba siyabonga khona ngapho egoli ungaphukani khona khona
South Africa kakhulu ngise-Johannesburg e-Norwood
hayi kuyazwakala kakhulu sibongele mwale baba
nami mboke kakhulu
So that was Mr. Mwale. He says elections are hopeless. So if ever somebody wins elections, it should be there forever because it doesn't change anything. Because only one party is getting elected every time. So he says the best thing is take that money that is supposed to be for elections and use it for development.
Okay.
Nothing else.
I think
and he says you can even get old while you're ruling.
We can ask Honorable Chuma that question. Somebody is saying elections are hopeless, Honorable Chuma, because only one party is winning. I don't know what will happen if an opposition party will win in the next election. Will this person still be calling for no elections?
That's exactly my point, actually. You know, I'll take it to a simple issue like a football game. If the team like Islanders and Dynamos play and then Islanders wins, you will hear some Dynamos fans saying, you know, it was unfair, the referee was not fair, this and that. So it's inbuilt in us that we never get satisfied if our team or our party doesn't get it the way we wanted it to get it. But the truth of the matter is that elections must be done because constitutionally that's what is inscribed. They must be done after every 5 years, and they're always being done. But the only problem is that most of the time, the opposition goes to bed and sleeps and forgets that they must go down to the people and do deliverables and campaign and convince people to vote for them. And look, if you look at it honestly, even in our parliament composition, we've always had opposition elements. I remember the 2008 parliament, it was almost a 50-50 in terms of seats that were taken. So it shows that there is definitely some democracy. There is definitely some element whereby other people vote for other parties. So there is no way to say that only one party is just winning automatically. But that party then works hard. It goes to the people. It endears itself with the people. And then the people vote. And then there are some that who vote otherwise. It is given. That is why the president has never gotten 100% votes when it comes to even presidential elections. You will probably get, like last time, he actually got about 60-something percent. In 2008, he got about 40-something percent, which was not enough. That's why there was a rerun. So all these processes show that there is a system that is there that is working. But the problem is that as long as it does not favor me and then deem it crooked, I deem it not sufficient enough, I deem it not fair, because it did not favor my outcome, what I wanted to happen in that election. But then again, that's not the proper spirit. That's not the proper way of carrying things when it comes to elections. You must expect any result depending on the work that you have put towards that campaign and that election. So, like, for example, what that other caller called Jacob said, he put up a correct point. Why did Naira move away just because the other people that were going to vote probably in favor of Zeg? That's a democracy. They should have been prepared as well to cast their vote and win instead of walking out. That walking out element on its own shows goody. They came in there with a perceived mind, with a concluded the outcome to say we must get our way. But you must allow that kind of, if your way is not happening, allow it. That is democracy. But if you want to impose, then where is democracy?
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
We've got some messages on Facebook, and one of them is from Freedom Zimbabwe. And it says, let every party put equal numbers of people in ZEC. That is 50 ZANU-PF and 50 opposition members. We are going to solve the equation that way. And it says that would be it. Sorted out.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sazi Tube says, lifonela abantu abanjani. So he wanted us to phone him so that he can get connected with us.
Oh.
So now let's go back to Mr. Jolson Mugari. Mr. Mugari, you know, briefly, do you think that the agenda that you are actually, you know, trying to bring up in Zimbabwe is going to solve this electoral problem? Or maybe you are just wasting your time?
You see, the only democratic way to take power is through elections.
Mm.
And such elections should be free, fair, and credible. And we are going to push and push until we come up with a solution to get free, fair, and credible elections in this country. And the way we are going to push it is we are going to do it in several ways. Like one, we are going to keep on demonstrating. I can assure you this coming Saturday, we are going to have demonstration in 210 constituencies. We have already notified the police of that, and we are going ahead. We are also going to use the legal route. We are also going to negotiate with ZEC. So all those things are going to be applied until we get where we want. I'm so surprised to hear somebody like Honorable, I forgot his name, who's speaking right,
Chuma.
Right with us here. He's saying that he's mostly referring to the Constitution of Zimbabwe. Whereas if we talk of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, it really doesn't allow our traditional leaders to act, to participate actively in politics. But I can tell you, Chief Charumbira, the head
unfortunately, Mr. Mugari.
He is openly ZANU-PF.
Mr. Mugari, unfortunately, there's no extra time here. Sorry, we have to cut you there, Mr. Mugari. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guest this evening, Mr. Jolson Mugari, who is the chairman of NERA of the the NERA Organizing Committee, is also the Secretary General of the African Democratic Party and is based in Harare. We also had Honorable Joseph Chuma, ZANU-PF MP for Pelanda Mpopoma constituency, based in Bulawayo. This is Gibbs Chuba in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.